Tune in Thursday, June 19th at 10 p.m. for a special live remote broadcast from What the Festival at the Wolf Run Ranch. We'll be showcasing the musical and visual artists at this year's festival with interviews, music, and interactions with the producers and participants, exploring what makes this such a uniquely immersive, entertaining, and intimate festival. Again, be sure to tune in at 10 p.m. Thursday, June 19th for our What the Festival broadcast here on KBOO Community Radio. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
If you're interested in creating queer programming, come to KBOO on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. for an information session. You'll learn about how to start a show, the trainings involved, and the obligations for being a KBOO volunteer, and more. Again, that's an information session for queer programming on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm/outloud.
We'll just start.
Yeah, the show hasn't yet become a train wreck.
Intro to the show.
Intro to the show. Beginning. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, let's begin.
Nothing.
We're starting now, and go.
Are we on?
Yes.
What have you got?
Nothing.
Nothing? You gotta have something.
Nothing.
That could be a problem.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't come up with anything.
What are you gonna do? We can't go on without a script.
We need to do something. We can't just have nothing. Something must be done.
But if all you have is nothing, this is a problem.
It doesn't have to be a problem, does it? Maybe we can come up with something now.
There's no time for that. See that red light? We're already on. This program has already begun.
This is bad.
A real disaster. How could you let us down like this?
Well, maybe I can come up with something now. Give me some room to think.
No time for that. The show has begun. We need to stall for time if we're not ready to go on. Do something.
Don't panic! Don't panic! Everybody stay calm!
You're the one that needs to stay calm. We can salvage this if everyone keeps their heads.
How could you do this to us? The beginning is the most important part of the show. You fuck that up and you've already lost the audience. It's a disaster.
Don't blame me. None of you came up with anything either.
We need to do something.
You effing got a line.
Yeah. You're the one who...
Jesus! Fuck! Engineer, what is going on in there?
They're trying to figure out the opening sketch.
This is fucked. They haven't even given the station ID or the name of the show.
None of you came up with anything...
Engineer!
Can't go on without a script.
Turn down their mic so that I can speak!
We can't just have...
That's right. Okay. ID is KBOO. 90.17th.
No, not KBOO. The correct ID is KBOO Portland.
I think we should go outside. Some fresh air?
Good idea. Maybe I'll come up with something before the end of the show, before we run out of other material.
Now you're thinking. There's some blank script sheets. We'll help you come up with something.
What did you do to my stomach?
You people have caused a lot of problems. Who's responsible for this?
Okay. Not me. I tried to maintain order, and they completely lost it after coming here completely unprepared. They didn't even have a finished script.
Get them out of this radio sketch! They're already taking up too much airtime!
Get them out of here! We need order! Order!
They've left the station.
No longer in the building.
Excellent. That was quick. Now we can continue this sketch in proper order. Where were we?
The script. We need a script.
No script. Where's the backup script?
Him. Engineer?
Not in the air room. Maybe you left it in the studio.
I don't see it anywhere. Engineer, you sure it's not in the air room?
No, it's not an engineering problem. You people are supposed to provide the content. My job is to make sure it sounds good, but I can't do that if the content sucks.
I did see them walk out with some pages. That looked like a script.
That's just great. They stole the backup script. They are trying to sabotage this sketch!
You need to go after them! We can't let them get away with this! We need that script back!
As I was saying, we still need some content.
I don't know. Just run some old news item or something.
We'll have the script back in time to save the rest of the show. Just stall for a few minutes.
Okay. Here's something.
We go now to a few months earlier. We are in the Senate chamber on a very important vote.
Shelley Moore Capito, Republican, West Virginia.
No!
Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin.
No.
Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, Wisconsin.
Yes! After voting that climate change was, in fact, not a hoax, the Senate is now voting on whether humans have contributed significantly to climate change.
Republican, Wyoming.
No, of course not.
The ayes are 50 and the nays are 49. The nays win. It's been ruled by the Senate of the United States of America that climate change is not caused by humankind.
How is it that the nays win over the ayes?
50 to 49. In the real world, that would mean it barely passed. But here in the U.S. Senate, where one needs 60%, it utterly failed by a 10-point margin.
That's right. Half of the Senate thinks people have nothing to do with climate change. That's excellent news. We're not responsible. We're off the hook. If we're not responsible, why should we do anything about it?
Might as well let nature take its course.
And why don't we...
And
we don't need to waste money trying to find a solution. Another victory for capitalism.
Meanwhile, in a posh Park Avenue condo, two brothers, both in their late 70s, drink a toast.
Well done, David. Job well done.
Yes, Charles. Of course, we did have a few traitors.
They'd better shape up or we'll shut them off for the next time they're up. Don't they know we own them?
Now, if we could just get that XL pipeline built so that we can make even more gazillions of dollars.
The funny thing about money is that you never have enough. One always needs more and more and more!
We need all of the money we can get to buy ourselves an American president who will enact the laws we want.
Yes, yes, the nefarious. Sorry, one more time. Yes, I think I blew up my pipes on that last voice.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, the nefarious. Yes, the nefarious Kook brothers and their supporters were putting up nearly $1 billion to buy the anti-climate change candidate of their choice.
The primaries no longer matter. The real contest is how well you perform before mega-billionaire donors like the Kook brothers and casino ogre Shellcrack Adelson.
The clown parade was lined up, with more coming out of the woodwork each week.
This way, candidates! Get in line! Get in line! The Kook brothers don't like to wait. Through the door you go.
Like strippers, vying for the dollars of patrons. Like rent boys and whores. Who could prostitute themselves to the billionaires to raise the most money, to buy the most advertising, to persuade idiots to go to the polls?
Yeah. All you candidates, up on stage! Shellcrack Adelson and his cohorts will be here soon to inspect each of you before he makes his choice. Psst! He'll choose anyone who promises to nuke Iran.
Here he comes!
Presidential hopefuls, here he is now. A big applause for Shellcrack Adelson.
Miss.
Yeah, that was good.
There you go.
That little troll? He looks nothing like those dashing captains of industry in those Ayn Rand books.
Mr. Adelson, if you finance my campaign, I'll drop a dozen nukes on Tehran.
I'll do one better. I'll completely level the country with nukes and then let you build casinos on it.
You won't even need neon with all that radioactivity with the bombs I'll drop on them. That's why I'm your boy.
Everything for sale and everyone has their price. The fuckboys are lined up to satisfy their masters. The winner will move on to the next round. The losers will be given a consolation prize. Their own show on Fox News.
It is at this point in this broadcast that we must extol the wonders of capitalism, where those who are the most successful capitalists,
i.e. those who are the wealthiest,
have the biggest impact on the choice of who runs our country. It's only fair to reward those who have accomplished the most by gaining the most wealth.
And that is our civic lesson for today. Thank you for your listening to this broadcast.
Engineer, what's going on?
That's the end of the piece. We need more material.
More material? God, running this damn show is like keeping a fire going. Let me contact my operatives to see how it's going. Hello?
F?
You guys there? Can you hear me?
F, get off the Twitter.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Where the fuck is that script? You were supposed to have it back here before this sketch began.
We'll have it back.
We have them cornered. They won't get away. We'll get it back in time.
It's too late. We're already back in the sketch and there's no script.
We'll have it soon. Just stall for time.
Stall for time? It's airing right now. And we don't have a script.
Just make something up. It's all just made up anyway. We'll have the script back in 15 minutes.
I'm just supposed to ad-lib for 15 minutes? That's crazy! Shit. We need to do something else. Engineer?
Yeah, what is it now?
Can you delay the rest of this sketch?
Well, we do have this other one, and that'll give you a little bit of time, but we haven't finished the current program yet.
Put it on! Put on the other piece!
Here it goes.
We live in a chaotic, confusing world. So many choices, so little time. What do we need? Who do we love? What brings us joy?
The Ooh Hour!
Making sense of the good things in life.
We now interpret the current programming to bring you...
I hope you enjoyed that presentation.
Interpret it with dance.
We have interpretive dance for the news.
You see, you kind of have to see this
to believe
you're
it.
You're not dying. All right. Although, in a way, from the moment of birth, we all begin to die.
Hey!
All right.
Okay. Here it goes.
We now interrupt the current programming to bring you the following radio theater production.
Third Precinct, Sergeant Lee.
Captain Peterson.
Yes, sir, I know, sir.
Lieutenant?
He's off duty, sir.
But he's still in his office. I know.
1B3, roger.
This time.
She glides out of her coat like it was Christmas wrapping, playing it for all it's worth. And it's worth plenty.
This is the end for us.
The end for us?
It's my wife. She's asking all kinds of questions. She suspects something. She'll sue and she'll get everything. Everything.
Everything you've worked so hard for.
I want my butt off. I built my business up from out of nothing. Nothing.
Nobody appreciates you, do they, Joey? Not the way you deserve.
Nobody. Not the employees who would be out on the street if it wasn't for me. Not my wife, who I found on the street.
And she lives in that mansion you bought her.
Wearing all those clothes that I got her. With my money. My hard-earned money.
I think you're so strong.
You're damn right about that. Do I get any credit? They just take and take and take. One of these days, I'm gonna fire the whole pack of them. I'm gonna show them who's boss.
Show me, Joey. Show me who's boss.
Yeah. I'll show you. I'm gonna show you.
Then she's moaning and saying boss in time with his movements. It's all over pretty quickly. I get everything I need. The sad thing is, some of the compositions are pretty good.
You made me feel like a woman. I know it sounds corny, but it's true.
I love you, baby. You know I love you. Even when you lie to me.
My wrist hurts, Joey. You think you can get the key? It's just in my purse.
You don't have any idea how much I've sacrificed.
What are you doing, Joey?
It's tearing me up how much I love you. And what I gotta do. But I worked too hard. And Glory will get everything. And I can't let that happen. I don't have a choice. It's all her fault.
Joey, please. I won't tell anyone. I swear to God.
I know you won't want to talk. I know that. But you're only human.
Glory's
going to find out about you if she doesn't know already. And she's going to offer you a lot of money. My money? And she's going to give it to you to bring me down.
Now, go away.
Who's going to pay for the ticket? The ticket, God knows what else. Then the apartment, the clothes, the car.
You're gonna suck me dry, and you'll never, ever stop!
No, please, no!
Nobody's killing anybody. Not while I'm around.
Then can I have a ride?
I grab the key and uncuff her. She gives him a goodbye that'll still hurt like hell when he comes to. I leave the slob handcuffed to the bed for housekeeping to find. I take Redondo over the hill toward Old Town.
Thanks for my life, man.
Sally blends into the sea of flesh that is Old Town. They all come back. The damn Old Town memories. Drunken mornings and sweaty sex and stupid bloody brawls. And that thing I did. You can't just pick and choose. You can't take the good without the bad. Not once you let the monster out. I can't let it out. Never again. I drive 10 blocks out of my way and stop for gas I don't need, avoiding the worst of this job. My employer. The wife. This one's got a lawyer to pay the tab, so it's easier.
Please leave by the servant's exit.
The Mustang shudders, begging to cut loose and show what it can do. It wants to take me all the way. I don't let it. I think about all the ways I've screwed up and what I'd give for one clear chance to wipe the slate clean. I'd give anything just to cut loose, just to feel the fire. Never lose control. Not for a second. Never let the monster out. Remember when you did. Remember what you did. Yeah.
Dwight, is that you?
Ava.
I'm sorry to call. I know I've got no right, but I need to see you. Tonight. Please, Dwight, don't hang up. Please.
She keeps talking. Like an idiot. I keep listening. Ava. Damn. I should tell her to go to hell. Instead, I show up 20 minutes early. What the hell could she want with me now? You can't drive 2 blocks without coming across a saloon. The bad kind. Why here, Ava? With you, everything always had to be first class. And when I couldn't foot the bill, you sure as hell found somebody who could. I order up a ginger ale and stare at it for the better part of an hour. She's late, like she always was. And like always, she's worth the wait.
Dwight, how long has it been? 4 years?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Have a seat.
So many times I wanted to call you. Found myself thinking about you. Constantly.
I've got places to go. How about you just tell me what you want?
Don't be cold. I don't think I could stand that right now. I must still mean something to you. You came here. You must still care.
Sure. You called and I came running. You still got that much of a hold on me. Maybe you always will. But I got no reason at all to be nice to you.
I guess I deserve that.
Let's not screw around. I'm here. I'm listening. Just tell me what the hell it is you want.
There's only one thing I want from you, and I want it so desperately I could scream. I want you to forgive me.
So you've got a conscience after all. Fine. I forgive you. You got your wish. Go home. Sleep tight.
You're right about me. I'm a selfish slut who threw away the only man she ever loved. But I was wrong.
Good one. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
I'm in hell, Dwight. It's worse than you can imagine.
You made your bed, sleep in it.
Forgive me, darling, I beg you.
No.
I love you.
No. No. You do that again, I swear to hell, I'll kill you.
If you can't forgive me, then please remember me. They said you really never die as long as somebody remembers you.
What the devil are you talking about?
Mrs. Lord, the weather's inclement. The neighborhood is bad. And your present company is low. You're due at home, Mrs. Lord.
I'd say that's up to Mrs. Lord.
This is none of your concern, sir. Any physical contest between us could have one outcome.
Never mind, Dwight. It's too late. I'll go with him.
Too late for what, Ava?
For everything. Just remember me, my love. Remember me.
You'll have business tonight, Mrs. Lord. Unpleasant business.
I don't care anymore.
But of course, Dwight couldn't let her slip away like that. So he follows the car and ends up at the mansion of her rich husband.
I would have stayed away, but you came for me. You still want me. And I'm yours, now, tonight.
Get out of my life once and for all, or I'll bash your teeth in.
If you can't love me, hate me. If you can't forgive me, punish me. Make me hurt like I've hurt you.
I call her every foul name there is. She makes my name sound like music. Like a chant to some dark god. She's slippery with sweat. Before long, my hatred is spent. But she won't let go. She kisses me and coaxes me. And the fire grows again. I say all the things I swore I'd never say again. She owns me, body and soul. Tell me everything.
Minute, the man who beat you. He's a specialist in inflicting pain. Hideous pain in all the places you just gave me joy.
That's sick. It's crazy.
Damien, my husband. He talks and talks and watches. It's worse each time. He's getting closer to his final sick climax. He says he'll be very ugly before I die.
Maybe you're not gonna die. You're coming with me.
It's hopeless. He lets me run away. He even laughs about it. He doesn't care where I go, what I do. He knows Minute will always find me. Isn't that right, Minute?
Madam, Mr. Lord will require that you be disciplined.
No, Dwight, don't fight him. He'll kill you. He's not human.
I punch a vault door. It doesn't fall down. So I punch it again. A wrecking ball hits me square in the chest.
This is Lord, your coat. We have an appointment.
They can't take her away from me. Not this time. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly where to go.
Hey, buddy. Is that dickhead giving you a hard time? You want me to break him down for you? I ain't got nothing going on tonight.
So Dwight and his big friend Merv head back to the mansion to save the girl.
About Ava and what's happening to her now. get it out of him. Damien Lord. Where is she? What have you done with her?
Have you come to take her away from all this? And what is all this in her present stories? I haven't the slightest notion what nonsense my wife has told you. Nor do I care. It's all lies.
Stay away from the desk. The woman is pathological. You've been deceived.
What did it feel like?
What?
Murdering an innocent man. I just want to know what it felt like. It must have been beautiful.
What are you talking about, innocence?
I knew I could count on you. Sex always made you stupid, ready to believe anything. You've just made me a very rich woman. Do me one last favor, lover. Stay still long enough for me to blow your brains out. Not much of a shot, but I do my best.
Ava.
I planned it, and you fell for it. This is the last time I'm ever gonna need anything from a man. The last time I make my living on my back.
Manute never hurt you.
He wouldn't dare.
You're insane.
No, Dwight. A crazy person will be anyone who believes me. And that would be you. If I kissed you now, Dwight, would you still believe it was love?
You knew him.
The killer's name's Dwight. Dwight McCarthy.
You knew him in what sense?
Why, the biblical one. I'm sorry, Lieutenant. You've been so very patient with me. You've barely met, and already I feel I can trust you.
You can trust me.
We were together for a while a few years ago. It went badly. Insane. He started imagining things, accusing me of things. He followed me wherever I went. Recently, he broke into this very property.
He beat you?
When he drank. He drank a lot.
You stay with this nutcase?
Never mind that.
You'd be surprised how much a woman can take.
You were terrified.
It was Damien who took me away. He was so gentle and sure. I suppose I'm a woman who needs protection. He made me feel safe. But then Dwight, he found me somehow. He started calling me late at night, making awful threats. And now Damien's dead. And I'm alone. Oh, please, Lieutenant.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn rave close at day. Rage, rage is the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end, no dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning they. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage. Against the dying of the light.
The preceding program was adapted from the movie. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. This has been an Ubu Hour production.
Engineer. All right.
Oh my God.
Don't change that.
That dial because you're tuned to the Ooh Hour Radio
Theater Show
on KBOO.
Isn't that something
you'd like?
Oh my God.
Something you've always wanted.
You know, actually, it's kind of funny. Oh my God. Oh my God.
See, most of our best work is done when they're asleep. We can monitor and direct their subconscious, implant suggestions. It's a little startling to see at first, but the results are spectacular, especially in this case.
What about a porno? What about a porno?
No!
Work? Bring it up!
But seriously, if a guy knows he can get away with it, all guys, they have porn at least somewhere in their crib.
Don't fucking come near me. I fucked somebody too.
And now we return to our previous programming.
What? What's going on? I don't hear anything.
The other piece ended. We're back to the one that was postponed.
But they're not back with the script! Shit. How much more time do we have?
None. We're already in that sketch.
Can't you play a program ID or something?
We already did.
What about a porno? What about a promo?
No, that was played too. No getting around it. This sketch is airing even as we speak.
This is worse than before. I'm the only one here. They went out to get the script and they're not back yet. What am I going to do? Engineer, help me!
I'm only responsible for equipment. The content, that's your problem.
Fuck! Let me see how this, let me see how it's going outside. Hello? F, you there?
Calling? Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? It sucks! Why aren't you here with the script?
Don't worry about it. We've almost got it. We're just a couple blocks away.
We need it right now.
Just relax. We'll have it before the sketch begins.
You idiot, it's already begun.
But how can you do a radio sketch without a script? That would be...
You don't understand. We're already back in it. Hello? Damn it, they hung up on me. Fuck! Everything I say is being aired in this broadcast.
Okay. Don't say anything. Everything you say will be aired. Now, you have to find a way out of this fucking mess. Wait a second. That's weird. It's like I can hear myself think.
And so can everyone listening to this broadcast.
If you don't say anything, the playback automatically goes into thought transmission mode, which broadcasts your thoughts over the airwaves as vocal sounds.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not the same engineer as before.
The other one got so fed up that she left. I'm a new engineer.
Fuck! Fuck!
This show's barely half over. This is a complete disaster. Why am I still here? I'd better get the fuck out before I get blamed for this big fuck-up.
Damn it! There! There. Okay.
There. Okay, let's see if I can find them. Or should I just walk away from this whole damn thing? It wasn't my fault the script was stolen. That's it. No one will see me. Just walk away out of this radio nightmare. Just get in my car and drive away from this hell.
It was an idea. Walk away from the radio sketch and into the night. Become lost in the darkness and noise. Where the people at the other end of the radio cannot hear you. Cannot hear you speak or think.
It's terrible what this has done to me. I can still hear the engineer's voice in my head. I really need a break from all this radio theater shit. Now, to get into my car.
Hey! Where are you going?
I was looking for you.
I said we were only a couple of blocks away. Why were you getting into your car?
No reason. Did you get the script?
I don't understand. There has to be a reason. Were you trying to escape?
It sure looks that way. Make a fast getaway and leave the rest of us to finish up the radio drama.
I told you we couldn't trust him.
No. Is that the backup script? Give me that.
Sure. You can have it.
Maybe you're the one who sabotaged it in the first place. And then you sneak out to leave us holding the bag.
But it's blank. The pages are blank. What's going on?
It was a ruse. That's what they had. They never even started the script. Nothing. Not even a title.
Blank pages. We're back where we started.
Someone replaced the backup script with a blank one.
Or someone failed to even write a backup script.
Ugh, we need to grab the others and go back into the studio so that we can salvage this shit show.
What's the point? We don't have anything. It's all hopeless. If we go back there, then we become a part of the failed broadcast, and then we're the failures.
Like rats fleeing a sinking ship.
Better to flee than to drown.
Why lose one's career to a disaster like this one?
We should all just walk away. I sure as hell am not going back to the radio station.
And what about the show? You're just going to leave the engineer there?
I don't see why not. She can play music or recite poetry for the rest of the hour.
The engineer is the only one in the station?
That's right. Someone else will have to go back in there and finish his show.
You can't just walk out of a sketch when there's no one else there. You'll still be in the radio play, since no one else is there. It followed you out here.
Oh, crap. That means we're all back in it now.
Why the hell did you bring it out here?
It's not my fault. I didn't know.
Get away from me.
Don't get near me. I'm not a part of this.
Go away. Nothing to do with me. Go away.
Keep your distance. I want no part of it. I am not in this radio play. Listeners, if you think you hear my voice, it's just an illusion. I am not in this show.
You can't hear me. I am no longer a part of this.
My voice is not really there. It's just a figment of your imagination. Okay, I think I'm out of range.
No, just a little further. They might still be able to hear you.
But come back here. What am I going to do? You can't just leave me here trapped in this bad radio play. Someone help me. Please help me, someone!
Look at them run.
You need help? What's wrong?
It's your fault. Get me out of this radio skit. It won't go away. I can't escape it. It follows me everywhere I go. I can't even think to myself without a bunch of listeners hearing me think. This is a total nightmare.
Does seem to be a problem. Without a script, we have no direction. No one knows what to do.
We don't know how long it will last or when it will end.
It'll end near midnight, you fools. Or the next programmer will lodge a complaint to the program director.
Do something! Can't one of you...
Well, we could either spend time talking about it, or we could cue the narrator for another scene. Narrator?
Narrator here, but I'm not supposed to talk to you directly, so make it quick. What do you want?
Can you change to a new scene?
Another scene? Is it in the script? I don't know where you want the listeners to go.
Yes. He's working on it now.
There. See that? It says, meanwhile, several blocks away from where they stand.
I can read it, okay?
Meanwhile, several blocks away from where they stand, the other characters were having second thoughts about deserting the radio play.
Okay, I think we lost him. That was close.
Thank God we escaped from that. I didn't want to be implicated in that disaster.
You got that right. Let them deal with that radio thing.
What an utter catastrophe. Anyone want to get a beer somewhere?
Sure thing. I hear there's a dozen or more microbreweries within a few blocks of this radio station.
Which way? I don't even recognize this place.
Buildings go up so fast. I think we want to go that way.
Are you sure? I feel like I've never been here before.
No, I'm not sure. It can't be too hard to find our way out of this.
It's too damn dark to read the street signs. Are you sure this is the right way?
No, maybe if we go back that way. Did we pass that construction site already?
No, I think it was a different one. Does it feel like we're even still in Portland?
Sure it does, with all this damn construction everywhere. Give it a few years and we won't recognize this place.
I already don't recognize it. Are you sure this is the right way?
Can anyone be sure of anything?
I feel like we're walking around in circles. Where's the damn brewery you were talking about?
Which one? There should be a few dozen around here. This is known as the Bermuda Triangle.
Are you sure we're not walking around in circles?
Maybe we should go back that way.
Oh, fuck, look where we are.
The radio station is just over there. We can't get too close or we might find ourselves...
I didn't want to say it. The dreaded words.
That's weird. I thought I could hear you.
Too late. I can hear you think. We're back inside the radio play.
No.
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 Fuck!
We need to get further away from the station.
It's too late. If we're in it, then it's just going to follow us.
Wait a second. We need split up. That way, it can only follow one of us.
Good idea. Here's what we do. Up here, we'll take different directions. I'm going this way.
I've got that street.
I'll take this one.
Thanks a lot.
What are you doing? Why are you following me?
I don't want to go back that way. The radio station is there. I'll be the one still trapped in the radio play.
What a mess. I will never do anything with the Oogle Hour again. Oh, I could sure use a nice cold beer. What a mess.
That doesn't make a difference.
Then why did everyone else go a different way?
Well, you can't follow me.
I don't want to be pulled back into the radio play.
Damn it! I can still hear them in my head!
Might have to get really drunk just to lose their voices.
I don't want to go back that way.
Go follow one of the others.
Why can't this idiot stop bothering me?
Okay. Okay. Take some evasive actions.
Damn it. I haven't gotten out of range yet.
I can still hear them!
Voices. Maybe I gotta run faster.
Get the fuck away from me.
Damn, why won't she listen to me?
Wait a second. I can hear you think and the others think, but... See? You're the ones who still got it.
That's right. Walk away. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about as long as you walk away from me.
Get out of my fucking head, you...
Shit, I can still fucking hear them.
Get out of my fucking head, you assholes!
There. Now that she's not following me, maybe I'll get out of this thing. Damn, radio theater sketch.
It's like a curse that won't leave my head!
Whoa!
fucking head. I can still hear the other people. Maybe I'm going crazy. Run faster. Maybe I can get out of range. Damn them. Why are they doing this to me? Got to get away from this in a hurry. I got to. Run faster to escape from this radio drama.
You!
It's all your fault!
It's not me! It's you two! Damn you!
No, not me. You're the one still in it.
I could clearly hear both of your voices thinking, I'm the innocent one here.
You two will not insinuate me back in this sketch!
Oh no, you're just as guilty as he is.
That's crazy. I could hear both of you. Take that!
You want drama? I'll show you drama!
I can smack both of you down, you motherfuckers.
Hey, they're gonna kill themselves out there, and we're almost out of time.
But I don't know how to end the script.
You've got to do something. If you don't end it, and we reach the end of the show...
That would be a cliffhanger.
Then we'll have to do a sequel. We'll come back next month, and we'll still be stuck in this ridiculous radio drama.
No!
This is too much pressure. What am I going to do?
I've got an idea. Give me that unfinished script.
Rapidly approaching midnight. If you don't think of something fast, we're all fucked.
Okay, yeah, got it. Where's the narrator? Narrator?
Narrator, you're on.
I told you not to talk to me. I'm supposed to be omnipresent. Present, not some character you can talk to.
We only have half a minute left before the end sequence.
Here's the script.
Okay.
25 seconds.
What are you doing? Read the fucking script.
I am reading it.
20 seconds. 19. 18.
No, 17, read it aloud over the radio.
15.
I want to read it over first 13, before I...
12,
there's no time.
11,
but it's stupid.
10,
it makes no sense.
9,
all of a sudden they wake up from a
7,
bad dream.
6,
there,
5,
that's it. You said
4,
it.
3,
who wakes up
2,
from the bad dream?
1, and that's the end of that one.
The preceding radio play does not have a title and was not written and produced by Rolf Semprebon. This radio show was not performed by
Randy Saucepan,
Joe Hill's Ghost,
Shirley Soten,
Your Name Here,
Galen,
Becky,
Rolf,
Anonymous,
Reepy,
Noah Lott.
You are not listening to the radio. We will not thank you for listening to the show because the show is not the Ubu Hour. You are currently not tuned into KBOO. It is all just a hoax, a figment of your imagination. And in a few minutes, you'll realize, you'll awaken and realize
the end.
Yay! Oh, yeah. First Monday.
Yeah.
Cool.
A little more carrot catching down here. Yeah. Oh.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour Radio Theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Pay attention, it's Joe time. Olé, olé, it's Joe time.
In the Tiki 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 room, in the Tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience to
all together in the Tiki 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 room, in the Tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon
in the Tiki 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 room.
It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the Tiki Room birds are here every day.
In the Tiki 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 Room, in the Tiki 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 Room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki Tiki